Hi there, and welcome to the printing module of the Windows 8 Troubleshooting Concept and Best Practices training course. Before I really dive deep into, let me tell you this. Windows 8 follows the same troubleshooting principles like Windows 7. So, first of all, identify the document type which is causing the problem. Some of the questions you might ask yourself are, is the problem an inability to print any document? Or only certain types of documents? Second, is a problem only seen with a specific application like Word, Excel, Outlook, or any third-party application? Or when printing just a specific document? Lastly, is a problem seen with only version 4 driver or as well as with version 3? Then, enable logging, reproduce the issue, grab the logs, and just troubleshoot it. So, imagine you're trying to detect a TCP/IP printer and what you get is like no printer were found. Well, what you can do is simply click on the printer that I want isn't listed and you can type in the IP address or the share where this printer is located, and really in most of the cases it will work like that. When we talk about finding AD published printers, the most common reason why there's an issue is a communication problem with Active Directory. So make sure that you check the location which the user is getting. It might be really just wrong and this is causing all the issues you have. You know what I really like is version 4 drivers. Why? Well, it's a single driver which can support a single device or multiple devices. Driver files are isolated from each other, preventing driver file name conflicts and many more and more advantages. And what I also find great is we have introduced many more event logs, which you can check out. Just as an example, set install version 4 printer driver unavailable, unsupported version. It really helps you troubleshooting version 4 driver setup and installation problems. Next point is finding Bluetooth and SMB printers. When we talk about SMB shared printers, the most common problem are access rights. You need to make sure that the user doing the search must have the permission to see shares on the remote printer before it will be able to show up. About Bluetooth, well, the Add Printer Wizard does not currently support Bluetooth devices which require a PIN code. For that, you would either go into the Model Control Panel to add this printer or utilize the Add a Device Wizard from the Device Center. Lastly, I want to present you my little cheat sheet when I'm troubleshooting printing issues. So, get familiar really with those logs. First of all, really the setup api.app.log as well as the setup api.def log, which will give you some insights about what is happening under the hood. But don't forget about the Windows update log as well as the device config event log. Thank you for taking time watching the printing module. I hope that you have enjoyed it. Thank you.